Now, I visited with Bertha, and she was worried about him. He was driving himself to get this book finished. Mm-hmm. And she was concerned that he just worked hard as could be and didn't do much else, but he had his routine of exercise and his schedule that he had. If he'd known he had heart trouble, he never would have had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was that way. He would find out, he'd research it. But he would have added years to his life had he had a good physical, mm-hmm. and studied the blood vessels stopping and so forth. Because that was what caused his death.
Uh-huh. Was that exercising and had probably a heart attack, wasn't it?
He was at the municipal stadium, mm-hmm. and it was in September, and he had been down there running.
Still warm.
And still warm and running, and he'd started his car, and he was kind of stretched back, and he just had a heart attack. Now, Bertha called me,
uh-huh.
because he was off schedule,
uh-huh.
and she says, "I don't know where Mr. Cooper is, and I'm concerned. Can you help?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "Well, sure, I'll be there in a minute." So uh-huh. when I came down 18th Street, the ambulance was taking his body to Providence Hospital, uh-huh. at 18th and Concord. And I went there, and I went down to the Cooper house, and Bertha was so upset that she just wanted to find out where he was. She was really afraid of what really happened.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to Providence and helped identify the body. And then Bertha said, "All plans have been made," uh-huh. and I've got a copy of the plan, and Mr. Hoover carried him out.
Uh-huh.
And but that was a real shock.
You didn't see that coming at all.
I don't think that he would have kept up the routine, or he would have found out more,
uh-huh.
because he had plans to write. He made some remarks that I at least have, I don't know how many books he said, but three or four more books in me that he was planning to get out.
So he had quite a career as a novelist ahead
of
him.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, tell me about the funeral.
Well, he didn't want, he wanted his body put in a blanket and buried. He uh-huh. says, "I want my remains to turn to earth as quickly as possible." And so he didn't want tents, chairs, none of those things. He wanted to be put in a blanket. Well, the people that handled the funeral put him in a wood box, one uh-huh. of the casket boxes, and
uh-huh.
it was there the device that lowers the body into the grave. And
so it was just a graveside funeral at Oakwood?
Graveside, and he had already had Dr. Caldwell, the Presbyterian minister. Mm-hmm. He wanted him to do the service, and he didn't want he described exactly to the detail, and Elizabeth's got a copy of that. You probably read it.
Yes, sir, I think so.
And but we gathered by the graveside service and had a few prayers, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my daughter got the note from Madison about her name and all.
And she was a newborn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, newborn, yeah.
Now, there's not been any member of the Lacey family on the Cooper board, is that right?
The stipulations are there not to be on the board. Yeah. Madison had, he was afraid that the Internal Revenue was going to push that to us, and he wouldn't be able to have his foundation the way he wanted it.
Uh-huh.
So he thought of several things to prevent being accused, the foundation being just a tax trick. And so there are no Laceys that are ever going to be on the board.